One of the private companies offering wheat varieties to the Southern Plains hard red winter wheat producer is Westbred, a part of Monsanto. And their regional commercial manager for the Southern Plains, John Fenderson, was at the Kildare OSU Wheat Plot Tour in Kay County this week. We had the opportunity to talk with him about Westbred and the varieties they're offering.
Yes, Westbred is still relatively new. We've been active in the southern plains of the U.S., primarily in Oklahoma and Texas, for about the last 7 or 8 years now. And we have ramped up our research in this area. We've greatly expanded. In fact, we've gone to a new testing platform to do a better job of making sure that we're selecting out the proper genetics for the environment that we're trying to come into here in the Southern Plains, and a lot of that's dual-purpose type wheats. We look at that, but we really, really are focused very strongly on high-yielding wheat, changing the old idea that you know we've hit the ceiling on wheat, that we really are focused on getting genetic gain in wheat, and that's where our primary focus is.
Know that you're really trying to be, I guess, very sensitive or very mindful of what you're hearing back from consumers or from the customers that you're working with, the farmers.
Yeah, one of the unique things I think over the last 4 or 5 years I've heard, particularly from what I would call top-tier producers, are they want improved genetics. They want high-yielding genetics, and their comment is, you provide me the genetic potential and I will manage the rest of it. So we have begun to focus on the yield portion or the genetic potential of varieties more so necessarily than agronomics. Obviously, you've got to have good basic agronomics in a wheat variety or growers can't utilize them. But we have come more around to the idea that we will treat for insects, we'll treat for diseases. We don't want to throw the baby out with a bathwater concept when we get a big disease flush. We may be throwing away really good genetics when we see something that has a little bit of disease susceptibility. We may go ahead and keep that. It may not become a commercial variety, but if it's got great genetic potential, it may be a great crossing partner with something that can bring that disease resistance and insect resistance as we move forward.
Given that emphasis, what's on the horizon right now? So maybe on an immediate basis, what's out there in the portfolio for this year as farmers make their seed selections?
You bet. So 2 years ago, we introduced a new variety called WB4458. We're a little different than some companies. We do number our varieties now. It's a little bit different concept than most everybody else on the market. But 4458 was a variety that's been widely tested through the central and southern Great Plains area. It's been a very strong performer and very high yielding wheat, but also a wheat that is a tremendous forage producer. Very good drought tolerance to it, but what really, really sets it apart, I think, from a lot of other wheats on the marketplace, through all the weather that we had in 2015, it was one of the lines, after all was said and done, that it was still standing and was still easy to harvest when it came to harvest time. So high yields, strong test weight, very large seeded variety. I would urge farmers to really pay attention to the seed count when they get seed of that variety, because it can be very big. It can be as large as 10,000 seeds per pound, which is considerably larger than most wheats on the market today. But that is an excellent, excellent variety. Winter Hawk is another variety that's been around for a long time, but still is a strong performer, particularly as we get into the drier, tougher areas of the West. Mm-hmm. And then we've got three new lines that will be going in the ground this fall for production for sales in the fall of 17. One of those lines that I would encourage growers as they look at the Oklahoma results in particular is a line called WB4303. We think this is going to be a real game changer for top-end type yields, a very different type looking wheat with massive heads and really big straw and extremely high levels of standability, so you can push really hard to get those high yields.
Down the road, sounds like the emphasis really is on wanting to go after that elusive higher yield.
I would say that, and I've kind of personally been on that soapbox to to get us to really look at the genetic gain piece of wheat breeding more so than the defensive traits, because we have crop protection chemicals, and you generally give up a little bit when you really focus in on the defensive traits. You got to have some of those in there, but we really are honed in and focusing on. A lot of people thought when Monsanto acquired the assets of Westbred, the first thing we'd do is, well, you're going to bring biotechnology to the market. You know, we're very interested in delivering technology and traits in wheat sometime down the road. Those are considerable amount of time into the future, and there's a real question right now with biotechnology as we know it today, if that will be the way that we could deliver traits. It's certainly got some market acceptability issues to get over before we could get to that. So we're tapping the brakes, I guess I would say, on that.
Thank you, John. John Finderson, Regional Commercial Manager for Westbred for the Southern Plains. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.